Andrew's Daily Five. Join me in my musical journey as I count down my favorite albums from 2000 to 2006. Let's rock and roll. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 5 of my musical journey. I Hope You Dance. That's by Leanne Womack. This song is playing in the nursery right after my first child was born in 2004. So that's when I first heard it. It's always had a special place in my heart. It's a beautiful song. I didn't listen to much else by her, but I really like this song, and so I wanted to include it as an intro song. Okay, we're going to reach the halfway mark. First up is album 12, and that is Spirit by Jewel. This is from 1998. This album came out during my senior year, but I don't think I listened to it much then. I remember owning the CD of her debut album, Pieces of You, which had some great songs on it. I don't think I ever had this CD. All I can picture in my mind is a burned CD with this album's title on it, so I think I just copied it from someone at some point. I really like this album in the early aughts, though. I listened to it quite a bit. I remember loving her songwriting and her ability to really display her emotions so well through her music. I liked her follow-up album to this one a lot. I think it was Goodbye, Alice in Wonderland. That was really good. Then she kind of went pop or country, and I kind of stopped listening to her. So those first three albums really are my extent of my love of Jewel. I listened to her Spirit album again when I did my album countdown in 2021 because it landed on the list as number 212, but it actually dropped off the list in 2023. I played three of those songs on the album countdown, including the big hit from the album, Hands. Let's take a listen to a couple more. So first up is going to be track 2, What Simple Is True.
There's a warmth in my heart. It haunts me when you're gone.
Very simple love song, just very pretty with a very nice sentiment. The line I like, what's simple is true, I love you. That's great. I really like the Twilight Descends on Our Silhouette section, especially how her lower register sounds leading back into the chorus. So that's our first song. Next up, we're going to go a little later in the album of 13 tracks. This is track 8, and it's called Fat Boy.
Fat boy goes to the pool, sees his reflection, doesn't know what to do. He feels a little inside and filled with pride. Oh, fragile flame. Funny things to say, like this is just a game I play, and I like me this way. Oh, fragile flame.
So we went from simple and sweet to a song about a fat boy. It's a pretty song the way that I hear it. Not exactly sure if she's, you know, trying to be funny or being antagonistic. Some very beautiful singing again. This line has always kind of made me chuckle or feel sad. You know they love you, but not because they hold you. Anyway, all right, last up is going to be track 10, and this is Barcelona.
Super. Scenery. Loving someone else is always so much easier, but I hold myself hostage in the mirror. But if you could hear the voice in my heart, it would tell you I'm tired of feeling this way.
Okay, again, her lower register really shines in this song. I really like that pre-chorus. Won't somebody please hold me, release me, show me the meaning of mercy. Really love that. I recently learned that she is saying, I'm blurring. I always thought she was pronouncing it blowing in the British way, so that kind of made me chuckle when I learned what she's actually saying. But a beautiful album. And we're going to stick with the female theme in album 11, and that's Some Hearts by Carrie Underwood from 2005, so it's an all-female episode. My wife and I watched the first 3 to 5 seasons of American Idol, along with the rest of America, before we lost interest. And if I'm remembering correctly, Carrie Underwood won the second season. Again, it's so hard for me not to look these things up when I'm preparing these episodes. It might have been the third season. But she may have been one of the only contestants where I actually got off my lazy butt and voted. I think I might have voted for Daughtry a few times, although now I'm actually questioning if Daughtry and Underwood were on the same season. Anyway, we were happy to see Carrie win. She was great, great personality, obviously very pretty. Her debut album was good. I loved it back then. I still like it today. It's one of the few country albums I listened to a lot back then. But honestly, in my mind, she kind of transcends country music. Her voice is just so beautiful. I liked her enough that I listened to her second album a lot. I've checked in on her from time to time since then. She's got some great Christmas music. This album does lose my interest a little bit in the final 4 to 5 songs, but it's still a pretty decently solid album. I can't remember if she did much of the songwriting in the album. I'm going to guess she probably co-wrote like 1 or 2 songs, but my guess is it's a team of writers that wrote all these. But her delivery is excellent. I ranked this album number 169 on my 2021 album list, and it dropped to number 234 in 2023. So it kind of fell there about 70 spots. I played 5 of the 14 songs from this album previously, including the smash hit Jesus Take the Wheel. I've also played my personal favorite from the album, that's Wasted. This album had a ton of hits, though. I've also played Some Hearts. I've played Before He Cheats. I think both of those songs charted. This album did really well. There's still some great songs, so let's take a listen. First up, we're going to hear Lessons Learned.
There's some things that I regret, some words I wish had gone unsaid, some starts that had some better endings, been some bad times I've been through, damage I could not undo, some things I wish I could do all over again, but it don't really matter when life gets that much harder, it makes you that much stronger. Some pages turned, some bridges burned, but there were lessons learned. From every tear that had to fall from my eyes, from every day I wondered how I'd get through the night. Every change life has thrown me, I'm thankful for every break.
Okay, that's track 6 of 14. It's kind of pop country, but I love it, especially when she transitions into the bridge section and all the things that break you and all the things that make you strong. That's really great. Next, we're going to go to track 8, starts with Goodbye.
I was sitting on my doorstep, I hung up the phone and it fell out of my hand, but I knew I had to do it, and he wouldn't understand. So hard to see myself without him, I fell to pieces of my heart break, but when you're standing at a crossroad, and there's a choice you gotta make.
Alright, it's hard for me to feel the emotion of a song when I know it's written by a songwriting team, as opposed to Jewel, where all of her songs feel so much more real, like she's writing from experience and not just to make hits. It doesn't really take away too much from me as far as the like sing-along ability and the good execution of the song. Carrie does sound great here. This bridge isn't as good as the previous song's bridge, but it does lead into my favorite section of the song, that quieter chorus before ramping back up. I'm not a big fan of the na-na-nas at the end, although I do end up singing along to them, but that felt a little cheesy to me. And then last up, we're going to do track 9 of 14. This is kind of like the final track before we get to the part of the album that I, at this point, kind of actively dislike. I don't think I disliked it back then. I especially disliked the final 2 songs, but over the years, I've grown to pretty much despise the last 5 songs on this album. So right before that, though, is this song, track 9, and that's I Just Can't Live a Lie.
Seems to please you. It much easier. 'Cause hurtful words are all that we exchange. But I can't watch you walk away. Could I forget about the way it feels to touch you? And all about the good times that we've been through. Could I wake up without you every day? And would I let you walk away? No, I can't learn to live without. And I can't give up.
All right, another pop country formulaic song. Yes, it's true. The song borders a little bit unlikable for me, but I had played too many of them, and I definitely wasn't playing anything on the tail end of the album. But there's some good vocals, and she can definitely sing, and it's a song. So that is Carrie Underwood's Some Hearts. So that's actually going to bring us to the midpoint of the series. So thank you guys for joining me. On the way out, you'll get a little bit more of I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack, and I will see you next time for the second half. Take care.
I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.